It's a schuss and an honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, this week's Parsha is Parsha's Vayera. Such a jam-packed Parsha. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple questions. And then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. This week is my father's bar mitzvah parsha. Shout out to my father. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to talk about the parsha. Parach Yudches Posuk Aleph. Vayire lov Hashem be'onei mamre. V'hu yoshe pesach o'el kechom hayom. And Hashem appears to him. He appears to Avram in the plains of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance of his tent. Says Rashi. Hashem, he comes, he appears to him. Vayera. Amazing, right away we see, right in the first pasuk of this week's parsha, that sometimes just being there, not even saying anything, just being there for someone is such an important, crucial aspect that a person doesn't feel alone. And Hashem comes to Avraham, says Rashi, Livaker es achole. He's coming to visit the sick person. Why? Yom Shlishi Lemiloso. We know last week's Parsha, we ended off Parshas Lech Lecha, Avram Avinu, getting Bris Mila, 99 years old. We spoke about, was he commanded? Why was that greater? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to see how Avram was doing. And Avram was sitting and waiting. And then he sees three men, and the men come. And we know, because we're taught as little children, that they're really Malachim, but Avram doesn't know that. And it goes into such lengthy detail. How he goes and he runs, Vayar, Vayatz Likrasam. He's running to them, Mi Pesach Oel. And the Torah goes on further, Pasuk Vav, Vayimaher Avram Oela El Sarah. And he says, Sarah, he's running to her and he says, Mahari Shalosh Tsiim Kemach, go get Lushi Vusig Ugos, go get make cakes and do, get everything you can, get milk, get butter. Right, Basar V'cholov, we have to know the halachas. Did the Avos keep Kol HaTorah Kula? Did they not? But the first question that we're going to ask is that we know that every single letter in the Torah is important. No extra letters. The Gemara Menachos actually says that Rabbi Akiva was giving a drasha and he was able to make a drasha even from the little crowns on the letters, the little tagin. He was able to make drashas. There's no extra letter in the Torah. So why is there such a lengthy description of the encounter between Avram and the three Malachim, what he got them, all the food? And furthermore, we know that Hashem came to Avram, and the Gemara tells us that Avram saw guests and he left Hashem. What do you mean? Isn't the whole essence of life to be with the Ribbon Hashem? How could he leave the Ribbon Hashem to go to the guests? Question one. Question two. We know that we're told, again, there's a lot of famous things in this week's parsha, but we're told about the story of Sdom. Sdom. They were not such good people. And Hashem said, Avram says, listen, I want to save them. And Hashem says, listen, if you find 10 tzaddikim, I'll let you save them. He couldn't find. So finally, he says, I'm going to destroy Sdom. We all know, as we were little children, we know when we're going on our travels, when we're exploring Eretz Yisrael, and all of a sudden you see on the side of the highway, only in Eretz Yisrael, you see this, the wife of Sdom, right, the big pillar of salt. The Medrash says that everyone, the Malach came and said, don't look back. And obviously when you say don't do something, you do it. And the wife of Lot looked back and she turned into a pile of salt. And there's actually on the side of the highway, it says Lot's wife. Right, there's a big rock. Google it. Don't touch it. Might be a woman. If you're a woman, you could touch it. No problem. Show me Nagia. Again, you have to know, really, is that Lot's wife? It's a little strange, but again, on the side of the highway. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to destroy Sdom. And it's very interesting because it says in Perek Yates, Pasuk Chof Dalet, V'Hashem Himtir Al Sedom, the Alamor Gafris Ve'esh Me'es Hashem. That Hashem came along and he rained upon Sodom. It's very interesting that they point out, the Mefarshim point out, that the story of Sodom is similar to the story of Noah. With Lot and Sodom, the Lashon of Himtir, just like by Noach. Noach actually saved all the animals. We have the animals nowadays because of Noach. We spoke about the Ramban with the Zeus, right? And Lot went, and there was no one else around, and he was trying to do Achnasas Orchim in his messed up way. And then craziness, Hashem said, I have to destroy it. And we know Lot got drunk, and Noach got drunk. But also this Lashon of Himtir, that Hashem went and he rained Matar in the case of Noach and the Mabul. But it's very interesting. Comes along with Salvechik, comes along with the Rav, and he says that we know we have different names of Hashem. And whenever it says Elokim, it's Midas Hadin. It's strict judgment. But when it's Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's always Midas Harachamim. Right? We know that in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, Hashem wanted to create the world Midas Hadin, with strict judgment, but he realized that the world couldn't handle it. And since the world couldn't handle it, therefore he switched it to Midas Harachamim. But over here it says that Hashem's going to destroy Sodom, and you would think that it should be Midas Hadin. But no, what does it say? Hashem, Midas Harachamim. So that's the Rav, I don't get it. Hashem's destroying Sodom. Why is that Harachamim? And furthermore, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos that with Kofen al Midas Sodom, what does that mean? Sodom were people, Sheli, Sheli, Shelcha, Shelcha. What is mine is mine, what is yours is yours. The Gemara goes as far as saying, the Gemara of Basra in different places, Zenene v'zelo chaser. A person is able to do a chesed for someone else. Zenene, he could help someone else. The other person's not going to lose out. V'zelo chaser. Kofen al midas Sodom. You force a person to do that. Why? Because we're trying to reject Sodom. Right, when you're taking, again, you have to know the halakhas. You're taking a whole carpool of people and you have an extra seat in the car. And the person asks for a ride, you're going there anyways. Again, maybe that person, you don't really like that person, so you don't want to take them. So maybe it is a chaser. Maybe it's not such a good thing. Obviously, we like everyone, but we know. So, but zenene v'zelo chaser, think of a certain circumstance where I'm going anywhere, I'm doing it anyways, so like, what's the big deal? But Sodom says, no, I'm not doing that. Sheli, sheli, shelcha, shelcha. What is mine is mine. What is yours is yours. What is this midah of Sodom? Question 3. You can't have a Parshas Vayera without the last part of the Parsha. The last part of the Parsha is obviously Perichov, Beis, Pasuk, Aleph, where we read all, every single Rosh Hashanah. Vayi'achar, Dvarim Ha'elav, Elokim, Nitsa es Avraham. Vayomer, Elov, Avraham, Vayomer, Hineni. We know that we are having the Akedas Yitzchak. Machlokes, we've shown him what was the final test. Was it Akedas Yitzchak? Was it next week's Parshas Chayisara, bearing Sarah? But we know that clearly this was a major test for Avraham. And the Mephoshim are trying to grapple whose test was it. Was it Avraham's test? So clearly in the Torah it says, Velokim Nisos Avraham. We know the Mishnah Pirkei Avos test that Avraham had Asara Nisyonos. Avraham Avinu, right? Chaim Volozhin writes, why does it say Avinu? Because through these tests, through these hardships, he became our forefather. He became Avinu. But at the same time, we say Akedas Yitzchak. When you say, we're reading Akedas Yitzchak. So Yitzchak, again, wasn't a little child. He was 40 years old. He knew what was going on. He was also one of Gedolei Yisrael. He learned Kol HaTorah Kula. So whose test was it? Was it Avraham's? Or was it Yitzchak's test? So again, let's just chazer the major points of this week's Torah Parsha. Again, so much stuff, always jam-packed, as we say, but let's make sure we have clarity, so wherever we are, we're taking someone for a drive, because we want to be nice to people, and we want to tell them a nice Dvar Torah, or you're in the elevator, those awkward moments, and you say, hey, I have a Dvar Torah, right? Or you could get stuck, because you're not stuck in an elevator, but you have a lot of divrei Torah, you could tell them over the whole shiur. But question one is the detail that Avram ran, and he did this, and he did that for the Malachim. And furthermore, he left the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem came to greet him. It was the third day after Bris Milah. How come he's leaving Hashem to go to the guests? But why so much detail of the story? Question one. Question two, the story of Sodom. It says, Vashem Himtir, that Hashem Yudke Vavke, why Midas, why Lashon Rachamim? And furthermore, what is the whole Yisod of Sodom? Sheli, Sheli, Shelcha, Shelcha. And lastly, whose test was it? So what's the Yisod? What is the Yisod? So we know that we have to daven, because we're still in the war And we have to daven for all of the soldiers, and we have to daven for all of Klal Yisrael. The power of our tefillah, the power of our chesed, which we're going to talk about, and the power of our Torah. Tremendous what we're doing for the world. And we have to fight evil. As we've spoken about, the war's been going on for a little while already, but we have to be mechazek, because this is every second the Rabbeinu Shalom is running the world. And we know that the Torah is created. They say it's Yaakov Avinu. Alavoda, the Gvura, the idea of Yitzchak. Gnilas Chasadim, which is Avram. And the question is, what's Chesed? Chesed, if you ask anyone, you look at an art scroll, it says Chesed is acts of kindness. But sometimes we don't realize that, what does it mean, Chesed? So I think Chesed means not just acts of kindness. Obviously, it says Magin Avraham, that Avram is the shield, last week's parsha. So I once heard from my father, he once told me a shiur from Ribeiro 1 that he heard last year, 2 years ago, that why is it Magin Avraham? Because Klal Yisrael are experts at chesed. We know how to do chesed. We care about one another. We're ish echad b'lev echad. We're one guf. We are all connected. Each person is so important. If you have one limb is missing, the body can't function. Klal Yisrael, every single, the unity that's going on within Klal Yisrael, it's tremendous. Everyone sees it. Everyone feels it in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone feels it in America. But chesed just doesn't mean acts of kindness. It means looking into what the other person needs. And it's hard, because sometimes we're so involved within ourselves, and we live, right, in a generation where we think of ourselves a lot. Baruch Hashem, you have to take care of yourself. Bishvili nivra olam, for me I built the world. But when you're doing chesed, when you're doing acts of kindness, you think about, what does the other person need? How can I do chesed? I was telling my bachram today that when you go to someone's house for Shabbos and you call them up and you're like, I'm coming to you for Shabbos. Like, no, you're not. No. Coming. Oh, yes, of course, you could come. So, I want to bring you something. No, don't bring me anything. I want to bring you something. Fine. Thank you so much. Look what that person needs. Ask them. Oh, sometimes they don't want to say. They don't want to say what they need. But fine, ask them. You know, I remember a couple years ago, one of my students, Shai Rosalinski, give him a shout out. He brought over this deck of cards, but it was like huge. My kids still have it. They love it. He was thinking of, wow, I'm going to a place where there are little kids. Let me give something to them. Right? Ask the host. Ask someone, what do you need? What can I get you? What is good for you? Ah, the person might not answer. So a person has to look and think, what does that person need? If a person says, get me whatever you want except for a broccoli. I hate broccoli. And then you show up to their house, everything broccoli, kugel, broccoli, quiche. That's not a good thing. Don't do that, obviously. But a person has to see what a other person's needs. No, it's amazing. My kids learn from my wife and from me, obviously. No, but my kids learn that whenever someone comes, they give them a cup of water. Go and you give someone a cup of water. Get them a drink. So important. You're showing that you care about them. Someone's thirsty. I remember one time my child came and brought me a water, and I wasn't in the mood for water, so I said, I don't want it. But guess what? If I took that water, I would have been giving her something. What do you mean I'm giving her something? Yeah, because sometimes even taking something from someone is giving them what they need. There are very giving people out there. To accept something is also giving. I'm like, okay, Rebbe, we get it. You want a lot of water. I'm like, no, I don't need so much water. If you want to get me water, I love it. But again, the whole idea is to look what the other person needs, but look deep. Vayera, vayera, and I see. You know, sometimes like you're learning with someone or you're talking to someone, you're like, oh, I see. What do you mean you see? You're talking to them, what do you mean you see? You look deep. You look deeper. You see. You know, they tell the story of the famous story of the Brisker Rav. Someone came to the Brisker Rav and they had a big shiloh. It was Leila Seder. And they said, listen, Brisker Rav, I have a shiloh. Are you allowed to use 4 cups of milk on Leil HaSeder? So the Brisker Rav, obviously the Gadol Hador, said, make sure that this family gets Sudas Yontif. Make sure that they get chicken. Make sure they get it. Because if he's asking me, Can I make Dalit Kosas on milk? He doesn't have any food. He has nothing. Look deep. Look deep. Do you know what Stone was about? Stone was about what is in it for me is for me. What is for you is for you. There's no connection. There's no chesed. You know, my old principal, my old elementary principal, Shaggy Gross, he always says, Natan. Right, we all know it's read the same way backwards and forwards because when you give, you get back. And it's true. And who's the biggest giver in the world? The Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam gives us so much. Mahu Chanan Avatachanan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the beginning of the Torah, he clothed Adam and Chava. And at the end of the Torah, he buried Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't have greater chesed than that. You know, my father started this amazing thing, taking the Berachas Kohanim, going to army bases, and saying Berachas Kohanim, giving them what they need, because they need protection, they need shalom. And having in mind, creating groups, WhatsApp groups, to understand, to daven for them, to say Berachas Kohanim for them, have a soldier's name in mind, bringing packages to families that don't have anywhere to go. You know, Miss Abrams, Yosef's mother, with his uncle, donating blue blondies. Right? My wife makes amazing blondies, and giving it to the soldiers, giving it to army bases, giving it to families that their houses were destroyed by these rockets, by Hamas v'Yach Shemo. But finding within it to give. But Stone represents the idea, I don't think of the other, I only think of myself. And that's the opposite of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, they step up to the plate. They always want to give. So that's why, says the Rav, that's why it says Hashem, Rachamim, because Hashem says, I need to eradicate Stone. Stone can't be in this world. Stone is selfish people. You can't have a world that's selfish. Because if you have a world that all a person cares about is himself, what kind of world is that going to be? But Avram represents chesed. Avram represents, I'm going to give the person what they need. You know, Avram was in the middle of talking to Hashem and he ran to go and help these people. Because he was on that level. He was pal with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He was so close. He started our religion. And he said, I'm going to go find those people and I'm going to go help them, bring them to the path, bring them to our religion. That is the greatest thing, to find, bring someone in. Bring someone in, because the Ribbono Shel Olam, he looks deep within us. He's our father. He wants the best for us. They tell an awesome story. There was a king, and his daughter, the princess, was taken away. So when they took her away, Nebuchadnezzar, all the families, we have to daven that we're all the hostages are found and brought to safety. But in this story, they took the princess away. And she went with this crowd and their crowd, and she started doing bad things, and piercings everywhere, and tattoos everywhere, hanging out with the wrong crowd. And she didn't even know she was the princess. She had no idea. Finally, one time, the king, he's looking everywhere. He needs to find his daughter. And he goes into this place, into this dirty place, and he thinks he found her. And he looks at her, and she does not look like a princess. And she thinks she's in trouble. The king's coming out. What is going on? Me, and the king is looking at me. He's trying to find me. I'm going to jail. And the king finds her, and he shows her a picture of his wife, the queen. And she looks at the picture. And she sees the picture and she says, wow, that looks so similar. And he says, yeah, because that's your mother. You're the princess. And she said, what do you mean? He says, yeah, you're royalty. And although you got in the wrong crowd, you're royalty. You're my princess. And Hashem says to us also, listen, I'm putting you in this world, but you are my child. And sometimes things happen. And sometimes we're not growing as much as we can. But you're my child. You're this image of me. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, we have the ability to give. What was the test of Avraham? What was the test? Comes along Rabbeinu Bachai, one of the great, great, great Rishonim. He wrote Chovos Halvavos, amazing sefer. We spoke about this before. Duties of the Heart, written in English. The great, the classics. I read recently, I think I said this a couple weeks ago, that everyone is anxious. Everyone has different levels of anxiety, especially now in difficult times. But in order, obviously, to fight this anxiety, one way is to learn Chovos Halavavos, to have the bitachon, that the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's there for us, he's guiding us, he has our back. And the Rabbeinu Bachai, the Baal Chovos Halavavos, says, whose test was it? And he says, you know, maybe it was both of their tests. Why? Because Yitzchak could have turned to Avram. He's like, Avram, listen, I know Hashem said to kill me, but maybe you misheard him. Maybe instead of saying K-I-L-L, kill, really, it really should have been K-I-S-S, like you messed up on two letters here, like L-L, it should be S-S, like you misheard him. So it was coming from Hashem to Avram to Yitzchak. Yitzchak could have said, hey, Avram, Dad, you missed the boat, Dad. Not the father's ever missed the boat, but you know. But he didn't say that. He accepted it. So it was Yitzchak's test. Then Rabbeinu Bachai says, no, really, it might have been also Avram's test. Why was it Avram's test? His whole Sezer Desler, his whole life mission was to spread the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem's in our lives. The Rambam writes in his Hakdama of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Rambam doesn't normally go into history in his Yad HaChazaka, 14 books, they're halacha books, codifying the Gemara. And he goes in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, look, it's beautiful. He goes into the whole history. And he says, Avram went through all the religions. And he said, it's all sheker, it's all false. And he found Judaism, whether he was 3, you're 40, he found Judaism. And Avram said, there's a creator in the world, and he's doing everything in the creator. Hashem says, I'm going to give you a son, because you can't carry your name if you don't have children. And he's so excited, and then Hashem says, you have to kill him. What do you mean? Slaughter him? All the other religions are about slaughtering, about doing crazy things, Avodah Zarah. But Avram said, I'm going to listen. Whatever Hashem says, I'm going to listen. He's the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm going to listen. He was ready to live. You know, it's amazing Medrash. Shemin HaTov. I once got the sefer from my grandfather, Abamzin Hatzal. He gave me a beautiful sefer, Shemin HaTov. I didn't know what it was. I started reading it. He had thousands and thousands of smarim. And I'm reading it, and then I hear a shir from her friend, and then he's quoting Shemin HaTov, and I hear a shir from Shom Razin. I'm like, oh, wow, a golden sefer. It's golden because my grandfather gave it to me, but it's golden because these tremendous people go and they give shirim from it. Beautiful sefer, Shemin HaTov, and he says amazing. The Medrash says, right after Akedas Yitzchak, Yitzchak ran to the base Medrash. What, he's going to run to the base Medrash? What, he's finishing Maseches Kedushin? Like, what is he running to the base Medrash? So the Shemin HaTov says, you know why he was running to the Beis Medrash? Because which one's greater? To die Al Kiddush Hashem? Crazy. You would tell me a month ago how many thousands of people, over a lot of people, are dying Al Kiddush Hashem for Klal Yisrael, the massacre. Over 1,400 people were killed in a massacre, dying right away, dying Al Kiddush Hashem. But which one's greater? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah how great dying Al Kiddush Hashem is. No one should know, but the power, or is it living Al Kiddush Hashem? You know, Yitzchak ran to the Beis Medrash, because imagine, if Avram killed Yitzchak, obviously with the Ribbono Shel Olam, following Hashem, he would have to live with that feeling the whole life. But it was living Al Kiddush Hashem. We want to live Al Kiddush Hashem. Or maybe it was Akedas Yitzchak. You know what the idea of Akedas Yitzchak is? The idea that sometimes things are hard for us, but we bind ourselves down. We bind ourselves. Remember, I was hearing from my father-in-law, Alan Schwartz. He said that you have to sometimes bind your hands. You don't want to, you know you can't fight it, but you bind yourself. You know, I was telling my students, you know, sometimes we're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and we have our phone on us, and it's on vibrate, and all of a sudden it starts vibrating. We're thinking about everything. We're thinking that the Prime Minister is calling us. We're thinking that the President of the United States is calling us. We're thinking of our child, or everyone's calling us, and then we look and it's a telemarketer, or a whole Shemona Esrei was ruined because of that little buzz. Turn it off, bind. Say, I'm not going to give in. We all could do it in different ways. But this was Avram. Whose test was it? Whether it was Yitzchak, whether it was Avram. But they're all willing to live. To live Al Kiddush Hashem, because that's the idea. So chesed is the idea of getting out of yourself, looking to the other, and it's hard sometimes, asking the other what they need. Stom didn't care. All they wanted, me, me, me. What is mine is mine. What is yours. But Avram represents going on the journey of life. Going, realizing that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, realizing how great the Ribbono Shel Olam is, and just to end with the final, just to end with this amazing story that I heard, that there was a family in Lakewood. It was Erev Pesach, and right, a mother's nightmare, and Erev Pesach is to find the Cheerios, is to find the pretzels. So the husband realized what was going on, and he saw his little kids, and he's like, I have an idea. I'm going to take you on a trip, and kids love trips, especially, it's not even Ben Azman, and it's not Chol Hamoed yet, but I'm going to take you on a special trip. They're like, Dad, where are we going? So, like, we're going to go to Newark Airport, right? I'm from Edison, New Jersey region, I know Newark Airport. We're going to go to, I mean, you know what we're going to do there? We're going to go on the monorail. Now, why is the monorail awesome? Because it's free, we love free, but also, it's great, you can see the airplanes and the whole thing, so... They're going to Newark, going on the monorail, having an awesome time, and they see a captain. He got the flags, he's looking all fancy, and he turns to these little kids, and he's like, so where are you guys going? They're like, nowhere. He's like, what do you mean, nowhere? He's like, yeah, we're on the monorail. Pesach, Passover, Chametz. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Bread, and like, okay, so you have a pretzel on the floor, what's the big deal? It's like, listen, my mom sees a Cheerio, her life's over. He's like, okay, I don't know. Doesn't make, okay. So, he says, he's like, no, but really, where are you going? He's like, no, we're just on a trip with our father. So he turns to him and he says, listen, I've been everywhere in the world. I'm a pilot. I've been everywhere. Beautiful islands, this, flying jets, flying everything. But I'll tell you one thing. I have one son. And my son turned to me. And he said, Dad, all you cared about was flying from there. You took all you lived for was work, 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 making money, but what were you making money for? Were you doing it for me? You weren't doing it for me. You don't have a relationship with me. And he cut me off. And the pilot turned to the father and said, you know, you think that what you're doing is you're just taking, you know, you're not going anywhere. He's like, you're going somewhere. Because you're showing a love from a father to a child. Something I wish I gave over to my child. But you're showing it, even though you think you might not be going anywhere, you're going everywhere. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us that also. I am with you wherever you go. Wherever you go, I'm with you. Hashem loves us. And Avram was able to take that love and pass it on. Stom, Lot, he wasn't able to. And that's why Hashem had to eradicate it. But Avram lived with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bez Hashem. Everyone should just keep on davening, doing chesed, doing whatever they can, realizing how we're affecting the world. We have the power to change worlds. The greater we daven, the greater we learn, the greater chesed of getting out of ourselves, thinking about what the other person needs. We're going to end this war, and we're going to be matzliach, because Klal Yisrael is the nation of miracles, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is with us. Bez Hashem, everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbat.